Well, whatever your brand of politics is, and whichever way you may or may not be voting end of the month of May, I think it's quite clear to South Africans that service delivery in every neighborhood, wherever you may be living, including, of course, I would say even in Cape Town, for that matter, is not at the par and not at the standard that it should be compared to the bucks and the taxes and the rates that you are paying. But you know what? There's a growing trend of community activism in South Africa. Many citizens are taking the helm to bridge the gaps in government services, pitching in by maybe, you know what, fixing the potholes, trimming the grass, taking care of the parks. One such community is Heidelberg, a small picturesque town in Gauteng. I'm sure most of us on the route from Durban to Joburg and, you know, anywhere around there on the eastern side of the eastern quarter of Joburg, after you exit the CBD area, you will see the Heidelberg boards, right? A small picturesque town in Gauteng, Heidelberg Hope NPC, has been formed to revitalize the town. Now, the organization, with the help of local businesses, community forums, and ratepayers, tackle issues such as cleanliness, safety, infrastructure, and support for the vulnerable. And to tell us more, we are joined by Nicolien Neveling from the Heidelberg Hope NPC, joining us online. Nicolien, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited to tell you all we're up to.
Tell us, what inspired the formation of the Heidelberg Hope NPC, how it has evolved since its inception, and of course, I mean, talk us through that. When did it start, and, you know, how, what were the challenges you initially faced, and where you have come now on this road of, well, revitalizing your part of the world?
Okay, well, where Heidelberg Hope started and where we are at the moment is such a far gap from where it was originally. So in 2023, Heidelberg Hope was established to mainly enhance the security in Heidelberg. So collaborating with the CFA and a group of businessmen, opted to enhance the security by installing the sniper cameras at all our entry and exit points. These cameras were then monitored by two local security firms to enhance or to ensure the transparency in donations. The NPC was registered to provide the peace of mind to companies contributing the funds. However, the realization soon came that Heidelberg needs so much more than just improved security. There is a huge gap in various areas. And so it grew from just focusing on security to also focus on clean, working, caring, compassion, and attractive, which are all projects on their own.
Nicolien, I mean, the specific challenges faced by Heidelberg residents, I'm sure many of the challenges faced by Heidelberg would be quite common to what is found across the country by way of water, sanitation, street lighting, etc., by way of, you know, what is supposed to be delivered by a municipality. And some municipalities obviously are in a much better shape than others, but it seems to be a standard decline, unfortunately, in South Africa. There's these type of services are in a state of, well, in a state of want. And I'm sure Heidelberg would have those challenges as well. But any NPC, any, you know, citizen-run organization will have their challenges. How are you able to, you know, deliver at least some of those services to the citizens and residents of Heidelberg at the same time knowing your challenges, what you can and what you can't do?
So as with many towns, especially in Gauteng, yes, Heidelberg does have a huge challenge with water, especially water, and deterioration of roads. So, however, we would love to be able to fix every single problem currently in Heidelberg. We know that we can only do so much. So we realized that, as is common with many small towns, Heidelberg faces challenges due to a lack of municipal service delivery and a decrease in local employment opportunities. So we decided to get together and not just try and fix these things by ourselves, but to take hands with the local municipality. And while they say they have the staff, they just don't have the equipment. We said we'll join forces. We give the product, we give the equipment, and you help us by giving the staff. We would love to be able to fix the water problem, but we cannot fix that at this moment in time, as it is a huge expense that needs to be taken. So we decided we are going to fix what we can. So we're focusing on fixing the potholes because that's a problem we can tackle. We focus on cleaning the sidewalks, cleaning public areas, picking up litter, all of those small projects that we can do. And as you start at the bottom and you build up, eventually we can get to the point where more and more people get involved and where we can hopefully one day get to the point where we can start fixing the failing infrastructure as well.
Nicolene, of course, all of this year comes with an expenditure. A little bit could be done by those who volunteer their time, volunteer their vehicles, etc. But, you know, when you have a town the size of Heidelberg, it's not a, you know, a small dorp. It is a decent size, you know, area. When you have a service to be delivered to an area that expansive, you obviously require a stream of income. And I'm assuming that that stream of income comes from local businesses. It comes from ratepayers. It comes from basically the pockets of sometimes concerned individual citizens. I mean, the challenge of raising funds to maintain such a service, which is basically over and above what a municipality is supposed to be doing. How are you guys managing it out there in Heidelberg, Nicolene?
To do what we do, we need the community. And I must say, in this last 2 months, the community has come on board and taken this and really taken our dream to flight. We have so much support in people showing up. Majority of what we do is purely volunteers. So when we do the cleanup operations, we post we're going to be on this site this time, and people show up in masses to come and assist and to clean up. And when it comes to machinery or anything else that we need, the businesses show up and they give their support. They bring their staff, they bring their equipment, they bring the trucks. So we have an amazing community that stood up and said, I'm here and I'm ready to help wherever you need me. However, we do have projects where we do need funds, and the cameras is a huge expense that we need to put up, and then fixing the roads and fixing painting the roads, that's a massive expense. Just on the roads, this week we go through about 6,000 rand worth of paint in a day by painting the roads, the asphalt and those needed for the potholes. It's a huge expense. So for us to be able to sustain that, we need contributions from the community. And we're trying to get businesses to come on board and say, I will make a monthly contribution. We do not ask for anyone to donate a specific amount. It is completely open to the community and to the businesses how much they are willing to contribute. And even if they say, I'm not going to contribute funds, but I'm going to bring my staff or I'm going to bring my equipment, we can only do what we do with the donations and the support from the community.
Nicolene, we believe that you've got a couple of ongoing projects, or the association has a number of ongoing projects spearheaded by Heidelberg Hope, such as Adopt a Sidewalk and the Clean Heidelberg Project. How are those, if I may call them, flagship projects going?
So the Adopt a Sidewalk project has taken the town by storm. Currently, we have 30 sidewalks that have been adopted, and we are still going strong. Shalimar Ridge, Rensburg, and Rotunda have now also come on board and also started the initiative in their own areas. So anyone can come forward to assist, either by donating the plants or by adopting a sidewalk, which means cleaning it, planting the succulents, and regularly maintaining it. We also have the wall art project, which we are all very excited about, where local artists are painting inspirational artworks all over town. So far, four projects have been approved, of which the first is well on its way, and the second will probably begin early next week. We're also bringing Instagrammable walls to town, which will add a bit of fun for people to do. And then we also have the clean projects, which are probably our biggest, where we go out once a week, we clean the streets, and then once a month we take on big projects like the taxi rank in town and the YouSave project, which was done 2 weeks ago. And then again, Rotunda and Rensburg have also gotten on board. So Rensburg also runs a cleaning project every Saturday. And Rotunda has started a cleaning crew, which operates every Thursday and Saturday morning.
So, Nicolene, I mean, of course, Heidelberg, like any other community, will have a whole range of people that reside within that community. You've got those who are physically able. You've got those who have got resources at their disposal. But then at the same time, you have the vulnerable, the elderly, the disabled, economically disadvantaged people residing within community. And I'm assuming, of course, Heidelberg is no different. Heidelberg Hope claims to prioritize the needs of these vulnerable members of society. How do you go about doing it?
So when it comes to the caring and the compassion side, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We acknowledge that we have so many amazing NPOs already operating in Heidelberg, churches, and especially LCC. But they all face challenges. So the decision was made to bring all of them under one umbrella. So LCC is heading our compassion and caring project. And we've already started communicating with the churches and some of the other NPOs. If we all come together and we work under one umbrella, it's easier for us to resolve problems and fix shortcomings and to get funds and things that's needed instead of one small NPO trying to fight so many others also asking for the same donations.
Nicolene, you know, when it comes to, of course, any city like Heidelberg, obviously you have a municipality. And how has been the relationship with the municipality? Granted, much of the work that you are doing in maintaining the town or the city would normally fall squarely on the shoulders of municipality. It's not being done. So somebody obviously has got to chip in and do it, whether it's the spending of money or whether it is some form of resource and effort spending. But then, you know, in some areas, in some municipalities, this has created, let's say, hidden, latent, and even exposed tensions with the society itself, that you have this type of claim that, you know what, our jobs are being taken and what we're supposed to be doing may be, you know, threatened at this point in time. How has been your relationship or functioning relationship with the municipality of, you know, of Heidelberg?
So we realized right from the beginning, if we are going to approach this by attacking the municipality, we're not going to get very far. We need them to come on board to allow us to do what we do. And we have been in many meetings with them where they have been open about the challenges that they face and the problems that they have. And from the start, we went to them and say that we want to work with you. We need to fix what we can fix, but we can only do this together. And I must say, of all the heads of department, we've only had a very good relationship with them so far. So when we are out painting the streets, you have the traffic department come on board to help. When we are cleaning areas, if they have the equipment available, they will send their staff to come and help. And from their side, they have really, really tried their best to assist us where they can. And from our side, we are trying to fill gaps that they might have by arranging for more equipment or assisting where we can with product.
Mm. Nicolene, you know, finally, before we conclude our conversation, I just wanted to get your idea on something. When I have, of course, over the years, interviewed other municipalities that have done so and have attempted to do so, currently, you know, engaging in a similar experience, like how Heidelberg is doing by, drawing on the resources of the community and thereafter fulfilling or trying to implement certain necessary services. They've consistently mentioned that, you know, ever so once in a while, you do get resistance from people who might even be your own contributors, wherein they have the sense of, well, should I call it resentment, that we are being doubly taxed. We still pay our rates and taxes, but we don't receive the services for it. And now it seems that we are double paying for a service that should already be delivered to us. I know, granted, Heidelberg and the folks of Heidelberg are like anywhere else, but have you come across some sort of a model response and an answer that when a forum like Hope Heidelberg receives such a concern or a complaint, which, by the way, is a legitimate one, what would be a standard response in your mind, Nicolene?
I don't think there can be a standard response. Every individual is different and everyone's concerns are different. Yes, we all do feel that we are already paying rates and taxes, and our money is not being spent the way that it should be spent. But what we continue to tell people on this side is we can sit back and we can complain about the fact that we pay rates and taxes, but we do not see that rates and taxes being used the way it should be used. And the only thing that's going to happen is that the deterioration is going to be escalating every single month. Or we can, from our side, say, let's get together and let's do what we can. And every little bit helps. So we tell people that come to us and say, but I can't afford to give you even 100 rand a month. Then that's fine. But can you give me an hour a month, a week, to show up and assist with a cleanup? So it's not that you have to contribute by giving funds. If you can contribute your time, if you can contribute your expertise, if you can contribute product or labor or anything, any contribution, however small or how big, can be used and utilized, and it makes a huge difference.
Nicolene Nieuweling, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International this evening and your insights. And, of course, talking to us about the Heidelberg Hope Project and more strength and more power to you guys out there in Heidelberg, Nicolene.
Thank you very much.